Plenty of footy, cricket and tennis still to discuss, plus a little bit of NBL later on in the show when Mitch McCarron joins us from Melbourne United. But before that, time to get stuck into footy as things just start to heat up. Second week of the tennis fever, we see a lot more footy stories coming out and then it'll just explode on the Monday afterwards. Can't wait for that. And I'm looking forward to seeing this man play at the Western Bulldogs after a number of years at the Hawks, including a couple of flags. Taylor Dre joins us on the line this morning. Taylor, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me.
How's the switch been over to the Western Bulldogs? How have you settled in?
Yeah, it's been really good. I think I've spoken to a couple of people about it before that I knew a fair bit of the group just through Matty Suckling because he's a good mate of mine. And obviously having Bebo as an assistant just made a few things a little bit easier in the transition. So the first 6 or 7 weeks before Christmas was really good, and now a week back into it and the group's going well.
Yeah, how did you find that time off? It's sort of a new ground in a lot of ways. Footy, what, almost 3 weeks off at this time of year. Did you have a program to go through? Was it tough to sort of stay disciplined, I suppose? Because guys like myself would be thinking, well, it's time to have a couple of beers and relax.
There was still time for beers and relaxing, but I guess the sort of the extra week we got given, you know, the whole New Year period, you sort of pass that anyway. So you're looking forward to training. You're wanting to train. So the program, I guess, was just a continuation of what we would have done. But fortunately for me, I was up home with a couple of ex-teammates. So when you train with a couple of people, it definitely is easier to get done.
What do you get up to in that time away? Do you have any hobbies that you don't get to do throughout the rest of the year that you finally get the Christmas break and think, oh, I can do that, which I don't get to do too often? What do you do away from the footy field?
Yeah, well, I'm from Corowa, so that's up in the Murray River. Yep. And I love going out for a fish. So the challenge is to catch a metre plus cod. And so every time I go up home, that's what I try to get done. But unfortunately, I've fallen short every time, so... Still the hobby when I get back home is to try catch a big one.
Not a bad golf course up there too. It's 27 holes at Corowa. Yep. I played it a few times.
Yeah, and it's probably as good a nick as it's ever been. They had the Marcus Fraser Open, which is like a sort of Ambrose comp. I think they ran it just after New Year's, and obviously they had the course in Ripping Nick because of that. So not that I'm a Corowa tourism advocate, but if you want to go play
Corowa,
play it now.
Yeah, we used to go on golf trips up there with the Herald Sun, a group of 15
Did
guys.
You?
Yeah, got a bit loose at times in the motel nearby. You know, you do the golf packages where it's about $100 to get 2 nights and the free golf and even a schnitzel at the pub. But it was a great time. But just to get back onto the footy, Tom Boyd, obviously a lot of talk about him and where he's at.
Yep.
What's he like as far as his training loads at the moment?
I think they've given a bit of a conservative approach with Tommy. Obviously, with the back, it's something you don't want to mess around with. But he's progressing really, really well. I mean, he hasn't got a lot of the footy stuff under his belt, but the amount of Ks he's doing in his legs, he's moving pretty well. He's got his fitness up, so to speak. So I don't know what the plan is over the next couple of months, but even since I've been at the club, he's progressed his loads fairly consistently week to week. So I'd imagine that'll just continue on and then they'll reassess.
Have you noticed a difference in the training, or what is the main difference between the approach that the two clubs take in their off-season?
There's subtle differences. I guess one of the things is the Bulldogs have a great strength with their midfield and their handballing ability, so differences in drills to sort of, I guess, continue to hone in on those. But there's a lot of similarities, as there would be with most clubs, because it's the same game we play. But, I'd say the biggest difference that I've noticed is probably the strength in hands and that contested work, which has probably made Bulldogs such a great side anyway.
Well, one of the best at that is Tom Liberatore. The male's pretty good that he's as fit probably as he has ever been, and really cherry ripe going into the pre-season competition.
Yeah, he's impressed me a lot. Like, I haven't obviously played against him the last couple of years, seeing he's been injured. And you just forget how powerful he is around the stoppage, and his work rate is phenomenal. He just never stops, and that's one of the things I've really, really come to admire about him since being at the club, is just his competitive nature and how hard he works every single training session. So I'm excited to see him out there this year.
you're a bit of a Mr. Fix-It over your last couple of years at Hawthorn, being able to play in attack and defence and even push up to the wing, Taylor. Where do you see yourself playing at the Western Bulldogs? And has that been discussed extensively through the pre-season yet, or will you nail down on that a little bit more in the coming weeks?
No, I'll definitely play majority down back. I think that's where I definitely play my best football. I'm most confident there. The group is young in relative terms, although we have some senior defenders. I think I can add the most in that space there with leadership and direction, and obviously being able to play slightly taller than my height and on those smalls as well. So I think I had some versatility to the back line, and that's sort of the role I've been training so far. So I'd imagine I'll just be in the back line.
Obviously, you know Hawthorn very well and the scene at Waverley. I mean, the loss of Tom Mitchell is such a blow for the playing group. I mean, just it's the last thing you want, isn't it, during a training session, and just the impact you think it'll have on the Hawks.
Yeah, it's hard to say the impact. I mean, I was actually at Tommy's house yesterday just catching up with him, and, it's one of those things where you don't really know what it's going to look like until games start to roll around. The mood of the group initially was obviously pretty average, but it's sad as it is that they've had to move on and continue on. But like I said, once JLT or round one comes, they'll probably get a better picture of what their side's going to sort of look like and how they're going to roll out.
And Tommy's spirits, I mean, he seemed very positive on social media. His mood at the moment?
I think, he said it's a lot easier when he's got guests around, obviously, because when you're in your own head, that's when things get pretty tough. But I've never seen someone so diligent with his training. So when the time's right for him to start to get back into things, no doubt he'll do everything he can to recover well and get back as soon as possible.
And Taylor, if there's one thing you want to fix or improve in your game this year, what is it at the Western Bulldogs?
Probably to get on par with all these boys with their hands and all those things I spoke about earlier in the contested work. But probably just get back to being bold with the footy and backing in my leg, really. So I felt like in the last couple of years, whether it was through positional change or probably lack of confidence, I just sort of went away from that. So to bring that back into my game is probably the one thing that I'm looking forward to.
Taylor, all the best for the year ahead. Looking forward to seeing you don the red, white and blue. And good luck in your first season at the Western Bulldogs.
Thank you very much.
Taylor Duray joining us there from...